Many of the migrants Jean met and was talking about want to eventually leave Lesbos and settle deeper in Europe. They're searching for places that provide safety, stability, and jobs. For some, that means Denmark, but the country has responded to the recent humanitarian crisis by tightening its requirements for declaring asylum. In Copenhagen, Susanna George caught up with one Dane who's fighting these new requirements.
A lot of Danes think I have a really exotic name. They're like, how do you pronounce Sanja? Sanja? Like, it's like Tanya, just with an S.
Senja Gulbovic moved to Denmark with her parents when she was just 6 years old. Bosnian Serbs, they were fleeing war themselves. That was more than 20 years ago. Now Senja's watching, horrified, as her adoptive government balks at the most recent wave of people seeking shelter. At first, she and her friends organized aid donations. Then, when the government shut down bus and train service, they ducked police to give refugee and migrant families a ride into town from the German border. Now she's started going to rallies like this one in support of refugees, hoping the show of popular support will change her government's mind. For Senja and her friends, other refugees who made Denmark their home during a far friendlier time, this policy debate is personal. At a cafe in downtown Copenhagen, Senja's dressed for the cold in an oversized scarf layered over a leather jacket and dark skinny jeans, a uniform of sorts in the country's stylish capital. She says the past few weeks of watching people from the Middle East and beyond try to find shelter in Europe has reminded her of her own journey.
I was 6 years when there was the civil war in former Yugoslavia. It's different when you're a child. I just remember playing with kids in the asylum center, but I remember my parents being very worried because even though we escaped, thinking about the family that was still back in Bosnia, that was really tough. And it was tough coming to a country where you actually don't understand or speak the language. You're like an outsider.
She says she can still remember how strange it was to watch her parents navigate through those first few weeks in Denmark.
The feeling of looking at your parents being disoriented and don't know what are you going to do. Everything is so uncertain, and that's difficult as a child.
It took Senja years to feel normal in Denmark, and even to this day, she speaks Danish fluently, her boyfriend is Danish, she doesn't feel like she completely belongs.
It has been difficult to feel like non-Danish. And when I go back to my former country, in Bosnia, I don't feel Bosnian. So being like in between something, it's kind of frustrating, especially when you're growing up and the teenage years where you have to figure out your identity. But as I've grown older, I don't feel like I have to be in a box that's either Danish or Bosnian.
Regardless, she'll always be grateful to the Danish government for giving her family shelter and stability. And what she wants now is for the government to extend that same hand to people who are in need this time around.
It has been embarrassing to watch the Danish politics lately, and embarrassing how Denmark is considered as those that really don't want refugees. Like, my parents, they got a job from the beginning and they've been working, and I got an education. I'm working now. But when there's a negative tone in the media, of course, we feel like it's also against us.
In front of Parliament on a cold night in Copenhagen, more than 20,000 people gathered for a rally to support refugees and migrants. But despite shows of support like this one, Senja admits she hasn't seen any actual change yet.
It's hard to say. Politically, I don't feel like we've achieved anything. Some people might feel like, okay, now they're opening up for letting more refugees to Denmark, but I don't feel like we've achieved anything. No. But I'm hopeful.
For The World, I'm Susanna George, Copenhagen, Denmark.